joining me on KRDO's afternoon news line with some fun news about some really intriguing events, one coming up as early as tomorrow, Mr. John Henry. John, always a treat talking to you.
Hey, Ted, thank you so much for the time. Talk about gorgeous weather. We'll take this, won't we? Man.
We absolutely will, and gorgeous weather lends itself to taking pictures of things, doesn't it?
It does. And I would like to say we picked the weather very carefully for tomorrow, but we all know the reality of that in latter September, don't we? Here's what's up. National Museum of World War II Aviation out at the airport off Aviation Way. Tomorrow, we're calling it Photography Day. We're going to be staging outside for photographers five of our, frankly, carefully selected aircraft for their photogenic properties. One would be the F-7F Tiger Cat, a very, very late aircraft of World War II that was a quite powerful and a gorgeous aircraft, reflecting really the height of aircraft design at the end of the war. And then we'll have a Corsair out for people to say, that's a remarkably pretty gull wing aircraft that is so iconic. This particular Corsair is exceptionally rare. There were several manufacturers that made Corsairs because they proved to be so useful in the war. And this one was made by Brewster, and the Brewster Company only made a few before they went broke, couldn't fulfill the contract. But this one is the only flying Brewster Corsair in the world, and it is a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous aircraft, fully restored, as are all the aircraft at the National Museum of World War II Aviation. There'll be a TBM Avenger. That is, of course, the aircraft that George Bush Sr. flew in World War II and was shot down in. It's quite a heroic story from President Bush, for those of you who remember your history. And then a couple of truly cool trainers. One is the T-28 Trojan, which was a very, very, very late design, just really on the drawing board at the end of the war. And then the other one is really one of the prettiest little aircraft in the entire collection. It is a Fairchild PT-19 trainer. And this one, again, fully restored. It's a breathtaking aircraft. It is so pretty and kind of bridges the gap between aircraft of if you will, the 30s into the 40s. It carries that 30s look, but it was a primary trainer during the war, during World War II. And that we have coming up tomorrow from 10 until 4 at the museum. And if we've got a couple of minutes, may I touch on a couple of other things coming up in the weeks ahead?
Oh, I certainly wish you would, because these are just as intriguing.
Happy to do that. And on October 10, we will have the home front opening of the home front exhibit at the National Museum of World War II Aviation. We have to remember, World War II was fought both at home and overseas, but in obviously very, very different ways. We were a deeply committed nation. We were united at the time against fascism in Nazi Germany and in Italy under Mussolini at the time, in the European theater. And then, of course, in the Pacific theater, we're fighting against a form of fascist imperialism at the hands of the Japanese. And we were a nation completely united to defeat that. The work on the home front is something that historians have written about. It's out there for people to read. But I think comparatively few people today understand that when we went to war, the entire nation went to war. Industries were changed. Women went into the workforce for the first time to take on the jobs on the assembly line for aircraft and ships and things like that, because the men went off to war. It's a remarkable story, a wonderful story. And we will unveil that exhibit on October 10. Then a fun event on October 17, Saturday, October 17, we're going to take the TBM Avenger into the air. We're going to fly it for people. And that is a thrilling, thrilling sight. 1,900 horsepower. It's a roaring, roaring aircraft taken to the air. This was a torpedo bomber that was very, very effective in certain stages in the war. And we have a couple of beautifully restored examples, and they'll be out for people to see, and they'll be flying, and really a great event. So these weekends coming up, these Saturdays, September 26, tomorrow, Photography Day, October 10, the home front opens, and then October 17, we're calling that day Let 'Em Fly. We're going to have a whole series of Let 'Em Flies as the the weather allows, and people will be able to see these remarkably beautiful restored warbirds from the National Museum of World War II Aviation take to the skies. And Ted, you remember from the air shows, that's a thrilling, thrilling sight.
Oh, good. Not only the sight, but the sound, and that you can feel that rumbling of those engines in your chest. Yes. So you should not miss these events. And John, I can't thank you enough for bringing this to our attention, and glad we're able to spend some time together talking about them. Admission prices for these events?
You know, the admission is advanced. Advanced purchases is advised. $13 for adults, children 4 to 12 or 9, seniors and military are $11. And if you're a World War II vet, it's free admission. And you get your tickets at worldwar2aviation.org. That's worldwar2aviation.org. Buy advance tickets. And, of course, masks, social distancing, all of that has to be followed under the guidelines we're all living under right now. And so people need to keep that in mind.
Mark your calendar and get your credit card out. Get your tickets for tomorrow, September 26th, for Photography Day. I'm going to talk to Teresa when I get home, John. You know I'm a shutterbug.
And don't miss the gift shop. Don't miss the gift shop at the museum. We've got some new things in there. Oh, Ted. bring your credit card.
I'll bring them both.
All right, sir.
John Henry, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure having you here on KRDO's Afternoon News. Thanks for these wonderful events. We'll post this interview as a podcast with all of this information at KRDO.com. Select radio, click on podcast, and you'll be able to listen and get all the details all over again if you need them. So, John, have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Ted. You too.